News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
The idea that secondary school students will and should wear masks when schools reopen at the end of this month and the beginning of September. Tony O'Brien, the former head of the HSE, made a call that this should be the case yesterday on the show. And our reporter Elaine Smith has taken to the streets of Cork to hear where parents and students stand on the proposal.
There's for and against. Within the classroom, if social distancing can be kept, then probably not. But definitely outside the classroom where students are mixing in the hallways, then for everybody's health and safety, they should be worn. Teachers, I think, probably not the masks, as sound would be muffled, but maybe the visors.
I think they should be mandatory when students go into the school and come out again, but I don't think that they should be mandatory when they're actually in the classroom themselves. I just think if students did have masks on in the classroom, it would be just too much of a distraction for them.
I think that there's lots of issues for some children that are sensory. My own child is sensory, and we had to come up with a way for her, which was to get specially made masks.
Yeah, well, I think we have our guidelines, 2 metres distancing and sneezing etiquette and all that. But I think if you compromise the 2 metres distancing, you have to use masks, yes. So probably in the classroom, but once the class is over and people are in the yard, if they can maintain and meet the COVID guidelines, I'd say no need.
And the fine people of Cork speaking to our reporter Elaine Smith. Kieran Christie is the General Secretary of the Association of Secondary Teachers in Ireland, the ASTI. Kieran, what's the view of the STI on this? Do you expect come September masks will be mandatory for students?
Good morning, Kieran.
Morning.
Our position is very simple. We will be guided by the medical advice that's available. Now, one of the initiatives we took last week, actually, is that we wrote to the Minister for Education and Skills, and we asked her to go back to NEFET, go back to the Health Protection Surveillance Centre, and ask for a review of the matter. And we did that because schools are currently being reopened in a few weeks. And, of course, we welcome that because they need to be reopened. Mm. But they need to be reopened in a sustainable manner. And the current advice that the department have been working on was provided to them in June. Now, as you know, Kieran, since June, an awful lot has happened. Phase 4 of the reopening of the country was due to take place on the 20th of July. It won't have happened even by the time the school opens.
Yeah.
And secondly, and this is the most important one, there's been significant changes in public policy in the whole area of mask wearing. You'll recall in the months of May and early June, even the HSE and other bodies were very reluctant to introduce masks. Now, public policy has changed dramatically. They're coming in compulsorily next week in shops and so on, and recently they came in compulsorily in buses. So what we've asked is the minister to go and ask the medical professionals to review the matter before the reopening of schools so that the matter is cleared up once and for all.
Yeah, look, I don't expect you to do the job of NEFET. I know you're not going to this morning, but you're following this very closely, more closely than most of us. Do you get the sense when you look at the changing guidelines around masks and masks being made mandatory indoors at any kind of gatherings and in shopping centres, and then you look at schools and you've got 16, 17, 18-year-olds in confined spaces all day long, it does seem incongruous that they wouldn't be wearing masks, doesn't it?
Well, certainly our members are raising the question with us, and I listened with interest there to your Vox Pop, and one of your contributors was talking about 2 metres social distancing. As you know, when schools go back, the social distancing in the classroom will be 1 metre between students and 1 to 2 between teacher and students. So that makes the matter all the more pressing that it's clarified prior to the school's reopening. And we think it's very important that for the ease of mind of everybody concerned, parents, students, teachers, is that just prior to the reopening that this is looked at very carefully again, so that advice that was given in June is not the advice that's being relied upon, given the fact that public policy has moved on dramatically on the question since.
Have you had a response from the department? Are they looking at that advice?
Well, no, I've had an acknowledgement. I wrote last week, and I've had an acknowledgement, but we would expect a more substantive response shortly.
Yeah, I expect that. Stephen Donnelly, the Minister for Health, was on the show yesterday. He mentioned the European Centre for Disease Control, the ECDC, are going to be looking at the issue of face masks and school students later this week. So I expect the department would be following that closely, as well as you. If they are made mandatory, if it's a case that all students and all staff are wearing masks come this time next month, have you view on who should be supplying them?
Well, the Department of Education, in fairness to them, have some weeks ago set up a procurement policy whereby they got quotes from a range of companies around the country who would supply them at no cost to schools, because, as you know, there's a lot of fundraising goes on in schools. It'll be paid for by central government. So we wouldn't foresee that would be a problem, or at least we've been assured it's not.
You spoke to us, Kieran, just on the issue of reopening schools the week before last, when the guidelines were published. And look, while you had questions and concerns in some areas, I think it's fair to say you were largely hopeful that they would open on time. Are you still hopeful they will open on time?
Well, certainly we're aware that school managements around the country are busily working to prepare buildings and prepare facilities, and certainly that work is in train. So, yes, I would be hopeful that the arrangements can be put in place to have a successful reopening. But we would make the point that it must be a sustainable reopening, and that's why we're raising this issue around the health advice that is refreshed prior to schools reopening, so everybody knows exactly where they stand.
Kieran Christie, General Secretary of the ASTI, the Association of Secondary Teachers in Ireland. Kieran, thanks for your time.